currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hi there, I'm Erica Sanford, and this is Currently Kirkland. Every week we're here with the latest in what's going on in Kirkland. Now is the time. Time to get ready for the electronic tolling that is coming to the 520 Bridge. You can get ready by joining the interest list at goodtogo520.org and be among the first to sign up for a Good to Go Pass in January 2011. Subscribers will also receive regular updates about rates, account options, special offers, and customer service resources. The all-electronic tolling will begin in the spring of 2011 to help pay for the construction of a new, safer bridge. The State Department of Transportation has launched a campaign to educate drivers about the electronic tolling. For more information, visit goodtogo520.org. How prepared are you? Should there be a disaster in our area, are you equipped to handle an emergency? Visit the free disaster readiness fair at Evergreen Hospital Medical Center on October 9th and learn how to care for your family and yourself in the event of winter storms, floods, epidemics, or other natural disasters. The annual readiness fair will be held from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the parking lot and lobby of the Silver Zone, the tallest building on the Evergreen Hospital Medical Center campus. There will be many information booths as well as demonstrations. Evergreen Hospital is located at 12040 Northeast 128th Street. For more information, call 425-899-3000. Do you have ideas about the future of the Eastside Rail Corridor? The city has an online survey and is seeking your help. The Eastside Rail Corridor is 44 miles of existing rail line between Renton and Snohomish, with 6 miles lying within Kirkland city limits. By completing this survey, your feedback will help the city of Kirkland to develop an interest statement about the future of the corridor. With a clear definition of its interests, Kirkland can actively participate in regional processes that will determine how the corridor is ultimately developed. To participate in the survey and to learn more about the rail corridor, go to the city's homepage and in the search box type Eastside Rail Corridor. Some good things are being cooked up by Kirkland's young chefs at Anthony's Homeport. Here's Glenn Peterson with a story.
Well, here we are at Anthony's Homeport Restaurant in Kirkland, but we're not here to enjoy the beautiful view this morning. Come on in. Let's get cooking.
No summer vacation sleep-ins for these budding chefs. In this two-day hands-on cooking class, the kids learn how to make healthy choices and well-balanced meals at home using fresh, local, organic ingredients. Chef Julie Kramus-Hearn explains.
It's important that that children can learn how to cook on their own and bring home these great things that they can cook for their families, and also teaching them how to eat healthy, how we can use just fresh ingredients and that aren't too expensive and put together these wonderful meals.
At the beginning, memories of home sparked the idea for Anthony's Cooking Academy for children. Chef Julie and her mom, Sharon Kramus, have taught cooking classes around the world together, and Sharon was there today to lend a guiding hand. So what was on the menu today?
Well, today we did Mexico, and tomorrow we'll be cooking Italian food.
The class for the day was topped with a sit-down lunch with a view featuring all their hard work that morning. Chef Julie and other Anthony's Homeport chefs helped serve up the meal. We asked the young chefs what their favorite dish was.
I like making the salsa.
The pie was really good.
The salsa or the pie?
They like the pie. It's very interesting.
Susan Gilliams explains why her granddaughter Elise enrolled.
For Christmas this past year, she asked for cookbooks. So that's what got me going to find her a cooking class for the summertime to keep her occupied a little bit. So that's what got her going, and she wasn't apprehensive at all. She came right away.
And will they be back?
Oh, yeah, and they just told me they have Thanksgiving and Christmas. So we'll be back.
If you happen to know a young person who just can't keep out of the kitchen, this might be a perfect opportunity for them. Glenn Peterson for Currently Kirkland.
For more information about Anthony's Cooking Academy for Children, go to the website below. The Kirkland Park Board will be holding a public hearing on October 13th, 7 p.m. at City Hall regarding a proposal to place a fenced off-leash area for dogs on undeveloped City Park property. The vacant property is located near the intersection of 113th Avenue Northeast and Northeast 120th Street, just south of the Heronfield Wetlands. The Kirkland Dog Off-Leash Group, K-Dog, a nonprofit organization, proposes to pay for development, maintenance, and operation of the facility. Public comments can be provided prior to the public hearing to Michael Kogel, Park Planning and Development Manager, at 425-587-3310 or at the email address below. Information gathered at the public hearing will be used by the Park Board to develop a recommendation to the City Council. A pilot program for an East Side Time Bank will begin this October, focusing primarily on the Kirkland area, and will run through January 2011. What is a time bank? Well, it's where neighbors help neighbors with assistance by technology. The concept is that each of us has unique gifts, talents, and resources to share, and we all have needs that others can fill. An online database makes it easy to find out what skills and services your neighbors have to offer, and what services they would like to receive. Through the database, you can match your skills and needs with others in your community. Every hour of service that a neighbor provides to someone in our community earns one-time dollar that can then be spent to receive an hour of service from another neighbor. All services are valued equally. The East Side Time Bank of King County will be used in the communities of Kirkland, Redmond, and Bellevue. It is beginning with the Kirkland pilot. If you are interested in joining, contact Margaret Schwender at 206-226-5358 or at the email address below. To find out more about time banks in general, visit the websites below. St. Andrews Housing Group, a nonprofit organization that provides affordable housing in King County's East Side, has a new project in Kirkland that will be breaking ground on Friday, October 15th. The project, called Francis Village, is a 60-unit development in the Totem Lake area of Kirkland. Of the 60 units, St. Andrews Housing Group hopes to dedicate 75% of the units to those transitioning out of homelessness. Francis Village is the result of collaborative efforts from a wide variety of East Side and public funders to meet the growing need for affordable housing. For information about St. Andrews Housing Group and the Francis Village, visit their website at www.sahg.org. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestion, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.